The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus told his parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other, for all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was younger, I was fascinated by magic. One day, a magician came to our elementary school and performed really nice tricks. And of course, as you can expect, we all fell for it. We believed he could do those things that he did, you know, like, okay, a pigeon could come out of his cot just out of nothing and a pigeon flies. Wow! We were really, really impressed. But now I know better. It is an optical illusion where what you see is not what it seems. It is meant to blur your view of reality so that you can think it's happening, but it is not happening. Jesus then tells a story that in many ways is like an optical illusion. The way things appear is not what they are. Look closer. You will see true reality. In this parable, then, Jesus is drawing a contrast between two people. One looks good and the other doesn't. And one seems to be in touch with God and the other does not. And Jesus pointed out that what we think is true might actually be the opposite of it might be true. In other words, look closely. True reality might be underneath. So when we tell ourselves that we are good with God, you know, I can all check all the boxes for righteousness in God's kingdom, we should be very careful, lest we become surprised that actually it might not really be so. Then we realize that we have no reason whatsoever to look down on anyone's weakness or to feel superior to anyone. The truth is that nothing in our lives can be hidden from God. We all need God's grace and mercy to do what pleases Him and not to spend our time comparing ourselves with others, but rather spend time with God in God's presence, seeking His forgiveness and making peace with Him. So today I hope that we will all plug in into the divine life and heal. Now imagine us here looking into the temple. The Pharisees are coming in and taking their usual spots, and they are sitting and they are beginning to pray impressively. Although I don't know what their liturgy was like, but we can imagine it for the sake of this sermon. And Jesus, aware of everyone's flaws, pointed out to this man who was praying about himself. Now, forgive me because I'm going to use my own words. "Thank you, God, that I'm not like these other people. I'm not behind with IRS. All my taxes are up to date. I even tithe twice. But look at these other people. You do not want to know how many times they drive over the speed limit. That's breaking the law, isn't it?" I'm sorry, I'm dramatizing here. But sadly, None of us would wish our thoughts to be put on speaker. Agreed? Right? We are like this man in many ways. We love to look good. Who doesn't? Like him, we try our very best in life. But here's a question, maybe a test for all of us. Are our efforts successful in God's eyes? Are you going to go to get A+ with God? Do you do everything as God requires and you don't forget about anything? Like everything is really up to par. There's nothing that would get you to get a C or a D. Nothing. Is it true? I'll let you answer that. But this man really tried to follow the law. He did everything the right way, which is commendable. But Jesus was showing us the better way. Be humble in everything. Concern yourself with your own spiritual progress, my own spiritual progress. Care more about how you look on the inside rather than how you look on the outside. You know, the world is very much enamored with how we look on the outside, right? A friend of mine got a book on Amazon called Reinvent Yourself. The culture may have ideas on how to be successful so you can change things about yourself that will make the world and the culture accept you. Who would have known? Apparently that the change on the outside, which I think that's what they are getting at, it's much more important to look good on the outside, and who cares about the inside since nobody looks in? And I remember somewhere in the Bible where God specifically, it says that God is more impressed the inside rather than the outside, which we all tend to look at. The only way for us is to trust Jesus to change our inside, because it's by loving Jesus that we can plug into the divine life. Sort of like his pureness, his holiness can be transferred on us. And in that another side, on the other side, all the poison that has come into our lives, all the brokenness that have come into our lives also seeps out and gets out. All the sins that get forgiven and wiped out from our lives, the more we plug in, the more that power, that pureness, that holiness of God comes to overwhelm within our lives, and then everything else gets out and out little by little. That's usually how it should work. And I pray that we would plug in the divine life as well. Paul did plug in the divine life, and this is what he said. The Lord stood by me and gave me strength so that through me the message may be fully proclaimed. Paul had changed on the inside. He gave himself up. As a matter of fact, these are the words that he's using. He poured himself out like a living offering for the work of the Lord. And this is a game changer, my friends. He wasn't boasting that he's much more righteous than everybody else, but he was claiming that God did everything through him. He was claiming that Christ lived in him, just like he can live in you and me. Paul knew that it was ultimately God's grace and God's mercy that brought him closer to God. And he knew that's when he started to live. That it wasn't about his own efforts. Now, mind that the tax collector might have felt the same way. He was banned from the temple. He could not come to church like you and me. Maybe he stood outside. That's what the scripture tells us, that he couldn't come any closer. He felt that he couldn't even look up to heaven because he felt maybe God won't even listen to me, because I know all kinds of fraud I was involved in. And he knew he was bad, from the get-go. The only way for him was to fall on his knees and simply go to God, "I can only survive by your own forgiveness, O Lord." We are no different with our flaws and with our blind spots. We get to know well someone's flaws when we live with them. And here we are now in God's presence. We are on the same pedestal, all of us, seeking God's forgiveness. So today, don't forget, when you come to Holy Communion, to plug in into the divine life, to let God come in your life. Allow, if there has been stops in your life and obstacles that have been blocking, remove those, release that, and allow God's life to come in you and heal you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, enlighten what's dark in us. Strengthen what's weak in us. Mend what's broken in us. Bind what's bruised in us. Heal what's sick in us. And lastly, revive the peace and love that has died in us. Amen.